Hey Potters, welcome to episode 208 of CosPod Podcast for all things cosplay. Welcome everybody. We missed you.
Yay.
At least since the last time we saw you guys when we were live.
Which was 2 weeks ago, or a week ago in my case.
It feels like a lifetime ago.
April has been a very long month, but for me, April is always a long month, so I just assume it's going to be long.
It's just felt so surreal going out and seeing the world the way it is as you're out and about for only the allowed things that you're permitted to do these days.
Essentials.
But otherwise, it's like your abode is your home now. Like, this is literally your world. I need a globe around my abode, and this is it. And I have had so much time for crafting that I've just been jumping from project to project to project, of course.
These are the days of our lives. Well, do you want to start then?
Yes. For once, I'm not going to show you a pile of fabric. I'm going to show you pieces of fabric.
A piece of fabric, okay.
Yes, because it's in progress. So I have been sewing together the pieces of my corset, finally.
Yay!
And it's very, very shiny, as you can see.
It's super shiny.
Woohoo! I am hand sewing these pieces together because I have found that this lovely spandex by Yaya Han, which is the four-way, really fights being sewn.
At least on your machine. On my machine, it's a dream.
Yeah, well, my machine is also not typically meant to work with this sort of thing. It's the cheapy version that's meant to work on cotton fabric for quilting. Plus, I wanted to have a little bit more control over the stretch to make sure that this does have a little bit of give, because I didn't want to sew it so tightly that the spandex does not give and therefore rips instead. This is actually really thick spandex, though. I don't think I could tear this.
It takes a lot of effort to tear it in general because of the type of material that it is. But yeah, her particular line of spandex is meant to be much thicker, so it's got more durability to it.
It takes a lot to shove my needle through it. No, that's not a euphemism, people. Get your mind out of the gutter. I literally mean, like, hand needle shoving through this really thick material, you know, because it's really good quality, actually. And I am sewing it with nice, sulky, premium metallic gold thread. I am using the nice stuff. So, you know, I'm going section by section by section. And there's another section on my table. I finished three of them, and I have two more to go, and then it will be assembled. But thankfully, all of the edges are nice and clean. You can see I did my little hot gluing with my tabs on the back. I sliced my little pieces as you're supposed to make it, you know, fit nicely so that there are no wrinkles. I used low temp hot glue because I didn't want to cream the spandex, by which I mean like roast it, because it's right in front of my smoke detector where I was working. And I really didn't want to set it off because, you know, we're not supposed to go outside. But the other nice thing about this is that while they do fold completely 2D flat, the seams actually do shape nicely. You can see there's a curve to this. So it will actually conform to my body, which is exactly what it was meant to do. So yay, this is working out much better the third time around than my other two iterations of this project. And I actually cut the pieces out from the spandex, I cut them way bigger than pieces of foam, just in case, because you know we're going to screw up. That's the long and short of it. You have this really nice fabric, and you're going to screw up. Murphy is my best friend. So I actually ended up having to trim off some of the excess because I had cut so much. So I just measured a half inch all the way around and cut it a little bit thinner so that it would take up less bulk. But so far, so good. I'm actually really pleased with how clean and light this is. Though, just to make you guys laugh, because we can always use a little bit of laughter in these lovely times, is that originally, when I went to make this corset, I had cut out lining pieces from my old Rava fabrics. And there was a really thick wedding weight satin and then a lighter satin.
Yep.
And I had cut one full set of corset pieces from each. So when I went to adhere them to the back of my pieces as lining so that I don't have raw foam against my dress, I went through and I had each set of fabrics had one of each. In other words, it wasn't all of the heavyweight and then all of the lightweight together. I had one of each for each set. So I went through the very top pile of fabric and I kept flipping them over because there's a right side and there's a wrong side. And I'm like, why did I cut the pieces like facing the same direction? Did I forget to flip my pattern pieces when I cut this? And so I went with it and I was adhering these down. And then I got to the second set, which was the other half of the corset.
Yeah.
And I had already adhered these down. So now I have spares and now I have unmatching pieces of lining in here because I didn't match my fabrics right.
But is anybody going to see it?
No.
That doesn't matter. It's fine. It's fine.
It's me knowing that it's there. But this just goes to show you that even we can make those really stupid, corny mistakes, like not matching your fabric pieces up.
Oy. It's not the end of the world, though, because again, nobody else is going to see it but you.
No, and this was spare fabric anyway that I was going to use up. I'm going to use the leftover pieces to make some really nice cherry blossom kanzashi.
There you go, see?
It's nice fabric, so it's like, oh well. It's like putting sleeves on backwards, which I have done too.
Well, it's different though. At least you can tell when you put a sleeve on backwards. You can't tell when it's the lining on the inside that nobody's going to see.
I could only by the weight. The weight and the sheen told me which side is the wrong side.
It's so fine.
I did what I could.
That's part of the fun with cosplay, is mismatching your lining and having to do some weird funky things to make it all work.
I know.
Part of the process. It's all good.
It's just one of those kind of duh moments.
Duh. Yeah, you don't realize it until after everything is down and secured, and you're like, well, can't undo it now. We're going.
What was this other pile of fabric?
All right.
Oh. Whoops. Now I remember what I did.
Eh.
Yeah. And aside from that, I've been taking, speaking of spare fabric, you know, sewing masks.
Mm-hmm.
Every week I sew myself a disposable mask. So as soon as I get back from the grocery store, I start on next week's. I have found, okay, I don't mean this to sound crass, but I laughed when I went into Walmart. And the reason I laughed is because I was going into the craft section to get more craft bond glue because I've used so much of it on this corset that I am nearly out. And I passed by the fabrics aisle on the way to the adhesives. Almost all of the quilting fabric is gone.
Yeah, yeah.
All of the fat quarters, which for those who don't know, fat quarters are quarter yard of fabric.
Yeah.
Typically used in quilting because you alternate different types of fabrics. So you get multiple fat quarters to assemble a quilt. All the fat quarters were gone. All of the 2 yard cuts were gone. All but like a dozen of the 3 yard cuts were gone. And these are all cotton, just standard cotton fabrics. And I knew that they were gone because of masks.
Yep. Because now it's a requirement for us, so.
But the reason I was laughing is because, I was surprised, obviously, not just because I was surprised, but it's like, wow, look at all these people getting into sewing. Because know that if they bought that fabric, that means they're sewing masks.
They're sewing something,
they're
yeah.
They're sewing. This is fantastic.
Assuming that they're sewing at all.
Well, hand sewing, machine sewing doesn't matter to me. It means somebody is sewing that probably wasn't before. And I dig it.
Which is why I have the topic that I have today, because, you know.
I know. But that's why I was laughing. It's just like, who'da thunk? Like, we've been struggling so hard to get people into cosplay and to revive the dying art that is sewing, and now it's back. Holy cow,
it's now necessity sewing.
I know, it makes me wonder, like, is this going to keep going after it's all said and done? Are people actually going to keep sewing, even if it's just like little gift bags or things like that?
It depends.
Or maybe people will get into quilting.
Yeah, there's lots of avenues that you can take that into.
Yeah, I mean, there have been projects. I know that Akon is helping to advertise one where they're having cosplayers sew masks.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that there are other ongoing projects, not just for masks, but to sew scarves and pajamas and other sundries for underserved communities and veterans. All of which are fantastic. If you get the chance and you have the fabric and the time, please do consider helping out with those projects, because not only can you social distance with them and do it at home, but it's really helping out people that need it right now.
Make sure you go to their websites and check the rules first before you just start making them carte blanche, because they have restrictions.
Yes. Yeah, and also do check to see if they actually need them. Because I know that where I live, my local facilities are actually well-stocked. They don't need any additional from us. So I actually had half a mind to go make a bunch of extra and then just go around the grocery store, because I saw quite a few people without masks. Go, hey, you know, do you need a mask? Here's one. Do you need one? Here's one.
Yeah, I made some for employees at the stores that I work at, because I knew it's been difficult just to get anything for us because they're sold out everywhere. So it's like, fudge. But I had the extra fabric and I had the extra materials. I have filters. So for me, it was like, I can get these done in 30 minutes. So let me make a couple for them.
Yeah. It's like, you know, just a couple of months ago, I was lamenting all the spare fabric I have.
And now... And now you're using it. See?
Yes. And I just saw the comments and let it go. Really?
Don't look at me. Don't look at me. I didn't say it.
It's not for Elsa. Although it actually is kind of a similar type of outfit. Yes. And my next step after I finish assembling the corset is I actually have to tape newspaper down to my table to prevent staining the nice white fabric I will be working with.
Good luck.
I tried cleaning it with all of the standard cleaners. I even tried cleaning it with pumice. Nope. I do not trust it. That thing is going to stain my fabric and I'm going to be so unhappy. Nope. I'm just going to tape newspaper down across the top of it and just go.
You do you.
I will do me. Thank you very much. I am always me. But that's all that I've got to show thus far. Some of my other projects have just been like little personal cross stitch or making little curtain tie backs or things. They're not cosplay related.
Yeah. I don't really have anything as far as like even my blanket project has kind of got pushed aside because I've been so busy lately with work. But I do have something that's cosplay related. Yay. For sure. If you guys haven't seen, last Friday, I did a panel for Eridanicon. And it's already up and running. It's about cosplay contests, because you guys know I love talking about cosplay contests. It's always an enjoyable thing. So if you guys want to see it, the full 58 minutes is available on our YouTube channel. It should be the very first video. If not, it'll be on the panels page. Pretty sure I put it in the panels category. I should have put it in the panels category, but if I haven't, let me know and I'll double check afterwards. So yeah, that's something new that you guys can see, and it was good to do that last weekend, and I'll try to hop on and do some more of those, because I kind of miss holding panels in general, so I'll see what I can throw together in the next couple of weeks. Other than that, yeah, that's my only cosplay update. But it was cosplay related, and it was part of a convention, and it's more material for us, so yay, I will take it.
All right, so we will move on to our topic for today. And of course, speaking of people getting into sewing for the first time in stores, let's talk about cosplay.
More specifically, we're going to talk about how to get into cosplay. How do you start? Where do you start? Where do you begin? What, who, what, where, when, how, why, and how? What's the do-do? What do we do?
What's the do-do?
What's the do-do? But seriously though, because right now so many people are trying to find new things to do to keep themselves entertained. You know, the same old stuff isn't quite working because you're kind of housebound and you go a little stir crazy. It's a perfect time to pick up a craft or to learn something new, a new technique, a new hobby, a new whatever. Why not pick up some cosplay while you're at it? Because cosplay is one of those things where you may or may not already have some of the materials already in your house, or you may give you an opportunity to start researching and learning and teaching yourself how to do a lot of these things because there is so much information out there. Give cosplay
Fabric is going to become the new toilet paper.
a shot.
And I don't mean that in the sense that it's disposable and people are going to use it when they're taking care of business. I mean that in the sense that stores are going to sell out of it. Because so many people are now getting into the textile arts because it's very portable. You don't need very many materials to work with it. It's very beginner friendly. There are tons of tutorials anywhere on the internet, not to mention in conventional books, if you know, have a local bookseller. But it's also very personal. You can customize it to your liking. You can design it however you want it to be. And so it's very welcoming to new members. And that's why I say fabric is going to become the new toilet paper. And everybody's going to suddenly start sewing. Even if it's not cosplay, that's okay. But we highly encourage you to do it with cosplay.
And I know some of my online vendors, I haven't shopped around for quite some time lately, but some of them are having problems with stocking issues and shipping issues because they're back ordered on so many fabric items.
I noticed Walmart's actually running low on adhesives.
Yeah, wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, they're also running low on certain types of thread.
Here's my shocked
So,
face.
yay!
So why don't we begin this with where the heck do people start? Like they're like, okay, I want to get into cosplay. Where do they start?
At the beginning.
Oh, that's right.
The beginning is a great place to start. If you start at the end, then
End
you're going to
scene.
have
We're
to go to
done.
the end. Exactly. So, I would say that the easiest place to start with a base for cosplay is going to be clothing, and it's going to be patterns. Because chances are good, if you are of an age with us, or perhaps sometimes even older, you probably took home ec in school. Home ec is where they taught you how to sew. Okay, apparently Val is not of that generation.
Nope.
Apparently only Amber is, you know, the cosplay elder in this case.
Which
Yes, I
is really
took home
funny
ec.
because we're the same age.
I learned how to sew pillows. The year after me learned how to sew boxers. So unfortunately, I missed the home ec where they actually taught you how to sew clothing, but I am given to understand that now it is a normal thing, that now it's clothing, they don't teach you to do pillows anymore. So, that said, in other words, it is a very basic thing. Thankfully, there are types of clothing that are mostly straight lines. T-shirts are a great example. Shorts are also a great example. You don't have to worry about things like zippers or snaps or fancy closures or anything like that. So, if you want to learn basic garments, you can always go to your local store, or in this case, go online because all of the local stores are closed, and get a very simple pattern. In fact, there are some called quick sew, and there are some called easy to sew, and there are some called 1 hour projects. Any of those three are very easy to do. You can literally do them in about an hour. They will teach you how to sew basic pieces of clothing. So I would pick up one of those patterns. They are pretty intuitive when it comes to the instructions, for the most part. And then just get some spare cotton fabric. You can even get some of that from Goodwill if you would like. And it's pretty straightforward. Trace pattern, cut, stitch together. You don't have to deal with fancy things like linings or interfacings or inner linings or hems or anything like that yet. It's just to get the basics down. Because if you can make a shirt, then you can make a dress. If you can make shorts, then you can make pants. All of the skills kind of carry over into the other types of garments. Because then you start getting into the really complicated stuff like, you know, anime clothing with no seams. So you got to know the basics before you can take on the harder stuff.
And see, for me, I was actually going to roll that back and take it a little bit even further in and say, before you even get to the point of the basics, figure out what you want to make and what you want to focus on, because use that as motivation to start learning how to sew. Like, is there a certain cosplay that you really want to do? If there's a character that you want to be at one day or another, if there's something that kind of entice you to be like, oh, I want to make that, that can be your goal. That can be your starting point of, okay, what do I need to do to make this happen? And from there, you can learn, okay, I need to learn how to make a shirt. I need to learn how to make bracers or gauntlets. And then I need to learn how to make the prop. So I think it's important to have the motivation first.
I think I'm just of the school that knowing how to sew clothing is a nice technique to have. Regardless.
It is. Yeah, it is. It is definitely, because it's something that's not many people can do anymore, and it does take a lot of time and a lot of practice and a lot of skill to get better at. But I know for me, like, even though I've known how to sew clothes, I've always been kind of an eh about it until I started getting into cosplay, and that kind of kick-started my motivation to make clothes.
See, I had come at it from the other way around.
Both ways work, though.
Yes.
They definitely work.
Yes. And once you have a good idea of what it is that you want to do and you have basic textiles down, since pretty much all cosplay uses textiles of some sort, mm-hmm. whether you make them or you thrift them or you buy them, all cosplay usually involves dressing up. Then you can eventually begin branching out with all of the other things that come with cosplay. Like, there's hair, and there's makeup, and there's prosthetics, and there's body paint and airbrushing, and there are accessories. You can go into millinery for hats. You can go into cobbling for shoes. There's all sorts of... That doesn't even count the props.
Oh, yeah. And that can be really overwhelming when you first look at it, going like, holy fudge, how am I supposed to do all of this? Be realistic with yourself. You know, look at something and be like, okay, I know I can't make all of this. You can certainly buy a lot of pieces. You can get a commissioner for wigs and for props and for your shoes and for whatever you want. But if there's a certain part of your costume you really want to make, learn how to make that thing. You can buy the other pieces and put everything together. There is nothing wrong with that. All cosplayers do this. It is totally fine. It is totally acceptable. Just don't enter a cosplay contest with it and you're good.
Or at least if you do enter a contest, don't lie about where you got it.
Right?
Because we can tell.
Yeah. So it can be very overwhelming, but don't be afraid to be like, listen, I'm not going to make all of this because I don't know how, but I want to learn. So focus on something you really, really want to make with the cosplay, and then branch out and then look to maybe purchasing the other pieces. That's a good way to start getting into it without feeling like, oh God, I can't do all this, and then throwing it in the garbage.
Mm-hmm. And if you do end up wanting to tackle something on your own, there are tons of tutorials, especially for beginners.
Google it.
YouTube it.
YouTube and Google. Please use your Google foo for the love.
I mean, this is a cosplay podcast after all. If you haven't visited our channel, please visit our YouTube channel where we have tons of panels that we have filmed at conventions over the years live for you guys for free. None of it is ad supported, at least the parts that are under our control. And we have all sorts of panels giving you tutorials on all sorts of things for all different levels. We do have plenty for beginners. And there are certain teachers in the community that also specialize in teaching for beginners. Say the foam smithing series, or if you go to Kamui Cosplay, a lot of these enterprises are starting to turn out materials that are specifically for beginners, like doing this for the first time. And they give you a list of all the materials you need, all the tools you're going to need to work with. They'll give you patterns if you need them. And then they also typically will either give you a little downloadable booklet that shows pictures of what you're supposed to do, or sometimes they'll even film it in a video.
The nice thing about cosplay right now is that even compared to like 5 years ago, there is so much content online right now that it is kind of ridiculous. It takes you 5 seconds.
It's unfair.
Yeah. Because we had to figure it all out and just kind of push stuff together with hot glue and prayers from Murphy. But literally, like, you go to YouTube, you type in the thing you want to learn how to do, and within 5 seconds, you're going to have just a myriad of options, which is so incredible. You almost never need to ask for help because Google and YouTube will have everything ready for you. It is incredibly easy to get what you need.
And especially these days, with the pandemic raging around the world and everybody starting to turn to video conferencing and chatting in forums, you can actually join forums and Discord type places that are dedicated to this. So you can join like a prop making Discord, you can join a blacksmithing Discord, you can join a Discord that is for people learning to be hairstylists, and you can ask them questions about wig styling. That sort of thing. You can join these communities and then get feedback in real time and also ask them questions whenever you run into obstacles. Of course, we didn't have any of this when we started. So please, this is not to complain. This is to say, please take advantage of these resources since you guys have them. Benefit from our experience.
Otherwise, you'll have old people like us yelling at you to go Google it because we're going to tell you to go Google it.
There's nothing wrong with the experimentation. Just know that since a lot of these paths are now well trodden, we can kind of show you, like, here, avoid this because it'll just be a time sink for you. You might want to do it this way just so that you avoid injury later on. Here's a less expensive way to use your materials up more efficiently. It's just more of tips and tricks, like here's how to make the most efficient use of your time and money, as opposed to doing it the long way, which is the way we did.
Google it.
I'm trying to be like nice and realistic at the same time.
That's the realistic thing, though. People are going to tell you to Google it.
And so, if you don't have an idea of where to even get ideas for a costume, like if you're thinking about, well, what costume would I make if I had, the time and the inclination to do it? I have no idea where I'd start. Start with some of your favorite shows and movies.
Yeah.
You've probably got characters that you really associate with, so you can always look for outfits by them, certainly. Or you can just look for general images from said series or TV show or books or that sort of thing. And then just look at the outfits in general and go, oh, hey, maybe I could see that outfit on this character. Nothing says that you have to be completely 100% accurate.
And it doesn't even have to be an existing character. It can be something from that universe. If you want to be a Jedi or a Sith from Star Wars, if you want to be a Hogwarts student from Harry Potter, you can do it that way too. You don't have to be a specific character. You can be someone within that universe that would fit. And it can end up being your own unique OC, which is great.
That's a fairly common thing, especially where it comes to anime, where they have generic type costumes like sailor outfits or school uniforms, that sort of thing. And you can literally be any character you want in one of those. Now, granted, some of those can be a little complicated when it comes to being for beginners, but they're still good to get ideas from. So, again, like Val has been saying, Google it, but mostly just so that you've got piles upon piles upon piles of images to look at to kind of get you going in the right direction. And if nothing else, you can just Google fashion inspirations.
Yeah.
If you have no idea at all where to start, just look at fashion inspiration. And then you can just add, if you prefer it for a certain gender, then you can add that, and that way you can filter out your results and then just browse. Save some images that appeal to you. And then start looking for patterns or tutorials that will start getting you headed down that road.
So, kind of coming off on that, some things that I definitely would like to bring up is when you're working through this process, this is the first time you're sewing or researching or doing any of these things. You're new to the experience. You're not going to have the immediate set of skill sets to plunge right in and make something perfect off the bat. And that's okay, because we all started out as beginners. We all had to start from somewhere. We all had to learn. You're going to make mistakes. Things are going to come out wonky. Your stitches are not going to be clean. You're probably going to glue something the wrong way. And that's fine.
You're going to hot glue a costume together.
Absolutely. It's going to happen. Or use, you know, pins and staples when you really shouldn't be using pins and staples. And that's cool. That's part of the process. And you learn from those mistakes. And if you use the very low quality or like the really inexpensive cotton, you make that mistake, you wad it in a ball, you throw it away, you try it again. That's okay.
No, you take it apart and you reuse those materials, you know. Don't throw it away.
If it's a big gluey mess, I don't think you can reuse it.
It depends on how much of the glue you can...
Please don't use, don't reuse hot glue fabric, please.
No, don't.
Please.
Just please don't throw projects away willy-nilly.
Not willy-nilly, no. If it's
especially some... nowadays when you can use that fabric for a mask.
If it's safe for you to use it. If you're using something
yes.
like a twill that's very open weave, then obviously you can't use that as a mask. It's not safe whatsoever. But seriously, though, I mean, it truly, if this is your first time doing something, you're not going to be good at it, and it's okay. You will learn. You will get better. Because Amber and I are still learning things with sewing. Every single time we pull out our machines, that's part of the process. And that's part of the fun of it is learning new things, learning new techniques, trying different things. It's the fun of it. So it's okay if you make mistakes. Don't beat yourself up over it.
We still practice the basics.
Absolutely.
On a regular basis.
I've been doing that with the masks. So I'm trying to remember how to put on bias tape again. I was like, oh no, how do I do this?
Yeah, I have been working with pleats.
Oh, yeah.
This particular one, I've been doing a lot of prick stitching for the corset. And I have been, the last couple masks I've made, I've been using darts and tucks.
There you go. Darts are a pain in the butt, but when you know how to do them and you're successful at them, you feel like you're like the king of the world. It's amazing.
Organic darts are a royal pain because these do not have patterns.
Nope.
So I am shaping it on my body.
Woo! It's about as good as installing a zipper correctly the first time.
Oh, I'm so glad I don't have to put zippers in masks.
Velcro, kids. Also, yeah, if you want to have some fun fastenings that are not zippers, do snaps and Velcro, because they will save you every time. Oh my goodness.
For all of my curtain tie backs, I use snaps.
Yeah, snaps are great. I like snaps. More props to snaps, please.
And there are always alternatives. If you find that you aren't necessarily comfortable working with a certain technique, there's probably another way of doing it.
There are always other ways.
It's like, I'm not a fan of installing zippers by machine, by using a zipper foot and doing all of that fun stuff. So I have found other ways of installing zippers. And it's not quite the same. And it doesn't end up with quite the same result, but it's still pretty darn good.
It gets you the results that you want, and it sits in, it fits. It's not falling off, it's not falling apart. You did what you need to do.
Also, easing of sleeves.
Yeah. God,
I
sleeves
have
suck.
I have alternate methods of doing that, too.
I hate sleeves so much. How long have I been sewing? I still hate sleeves? Yeah.
So I guess, in short, find reference and inspirational material. Go ahead and amass a collection of those. Break down what sorts of things you're going to need to learn how to do, whether it's sewing clothing or makeup, wigs, whatever. What parts of it are you willing to do yourself or able to learn yourself? What parts of it do you have to outsource to somebody else? And then start Googling.
Start Googling and learn.
Yep. And you may find that you really enjoy doing certain things in
yeah.
cosplay. I really enjoy sewing. I don't enjoy working with wigs. But that's okay, because you'll find that you like doing certain tasks in cosplay too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most people don't like every single aspect that goes into making a cosplay. Not everybody is good at every aspect of what goes into a cosplay. That's okay. Find your niche and run with it.
Run with it.
And enjoy it. Have fun. It's cosplay. Play. Have fun.
If you need inspiration for that, Kamui Cosplay, and she said this in an interview on our show as well, is she does not like sewing at all. She really dislikes it, and she's been getting better at it, but she says she still hates it. But you don't look at her and think, oh, she totally sucks as a cosplayer, because you look at her work and you still think it's awesome, and she still incorporates a lot of fabric pieces into her work. So take that as a role model of, hey, you don't have to be good at everything to still be amazing at what you do. Just throw yourself head first. Experience, explore, see what happens. Make a mistake, try again.
And you may actually end up wanting to keep that mistake, because when you look at it years down the road, you'll realize just how far you've come. And that's the best feeling in the world.
It's a very zen closure. I like that.
We want people to feel good. Cosplay is feeling good and having a good time.
It's about having fun and playing.
Yep. And we could all use a lift these days.
More playtime, please.
Ahead. Yeah, go ahead and give yourself one. Give yourself a lift. A mood lift.
You know, need some power lifting.
You have to exercise your creative muscles too. And so on that note, we will call an end to this episode 208 of Cospod, the podcast for all things cosplay.
Yay.
If you would like to share with us what you've been working on lately, please feel free to share it with us. We would love to see pictures. Please keep it family friendly. Or, of course, if you are just wanting to get into cosplay and you have any sort of questions you would like to ask about getting into cosplay, feel free to let us know via any of our social media, which you can find here.
Boop. In the corner next to our name underneath our website and Amber. There you go.
And if you feel uncomfortable on social media, or if you don't have social media, you are always welcome to email us podcast@cospod.org, where you will happily get an answer from.
We're good like that.
Otherwise, we wish everybody happy cosplaying. Please stay safe out there. We miss you guys. We love you. We'll see you next time in episode 209. Bye, everybody.
Bye.